Right now, we have Kristen Myers, who's editor-in-chief of The Balance on the Line, with us right now. You know, Kristen, it's nice to have you back here on WGN. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what did you think of Jamie Dimon's comment that we should all brace for an economic hurricane?
Yeah, there's been a lot of folks, not just Jamie Dimon, but there have been also a lot of economic analysts and investors that have been looking at the markets and have been looking at a lot of economic data that we've been getting out lately and are saying, listen, a recession is coming. It's, of course, a matter of when. A lot of folks are placing bets, but a lot of people are saying, hey, in 2023, there is going to be an economic downturn. So there's a couple of good things about that. One, first and foremost, we are still in the year 2022, and for an economic downturn to happen next year, it means that we have a bit of time to prepare.
Oh, well, which is always good. I mean, if you've got, and surely we know that these things are roller coasters, right? So what goes up must come down, just hopefully not below where it started. Tell us what you're recommending on The Balance for people who are thinking about a recession and how they're starting to plan for it. What do you think they should be thinking about?
Absolutely. I think there are definitely a lot of steps that people can be taking, you know, right now to really put themselves in the best financial position if and when that economic downturn does come. So one of the first things is to really get rid of especially some of those high interest debt that folks might be keeping on their balance sheets right now. If you have a lot of credit card debt, because credit card interest rates are so incredibly high, that's something that you're going to want to pay down. Essentially, any debt that is especially unsecured, you're going to want to pay down. Unsecured meaning it's not attached to an asset. So that doesn't mean you need to pay off your mortgage or pay off your car loan. Keep making those payments on time, but try to get rid of that other debt, things like that credit card debt or any other personal loans that you might really have. And then you want to start increasing your savings just to really make sure that you have some money in the bank as well.
Now, are you finding on The Balance, I see that you're reporting on things like how much more expensive weddings are going to be this year. I mean, we know that inflation is going up. You're also reporting things like on the real estate market where home sellers are starting to lower their prices. I saw that news this week as well. You know, do you feel like people are well prepared now? Are the millions of people who come to TheBalance.com ready to face whatever kind of recession we're having head on? Or do you think people are going to be surprised at the vehemence of the recession that we might get?
You know, that's such a good question. I will say overall, oddly enough, that the pandemic, because it was such a huge financial hit for so many families, but it also did help a lot of families get into and a lot of households get into a better financial position, right? A lot of folks were not going out anywhere. They had a lot more disposable income. Things like student loans were put on pause. And so we have seen disposable income start to increase. And a lot of folks have added to their savings as a result. A lot of folks went on to do wealth building activities like purchasing a house. A lot of people sold a house and made much more money than they previously would have anticipated. So I actually do think that a lot of people, a lot of families, a lot of households are actually in a better financial position to really essentially face this recession. And based on what we're seeing, I think a lot of Americans over the last 2 years have really taken stock of the fact that, you know, we have to pay attention to money. And with so many people sitting at home, I think a lot more people are paying attention to what's happening in the markets and what inflation is and what it means for your wallet. So I actually feel far more optimistic about America going into this recession, if we do have one, than perhaps they were back in 2008.
You know, one of the things that I think is a key point that from 2008 is that so many more people are aware that they have a credit score and they need to pay attention to it. I noticed that you do a lot of work on The Balance with credit. How important is it for people to know where their credit score is?
Oh, absolutely vital. I mean, a credit score just isn't, you know, just a number that you can feel good about if you have a really high credit score, but it really does impact everything when it comes to getting a loan. If you have a better credit score, you're going to get a better interest rate. And everyone, of course, is paying attention to interest rates lately because they're only going to go up. A credit score impacts how much money you might have to pay up front in case you wanted to get an apartment, as an example. Some folks, if they don't have as good a credit score, have to put more money down to make them seem less risky as a renter. So having a good credit score and also paying attention to that credit score is truly, I think, an important part of your financial health, and also keeping on top of that financial health. And look, if you don't have a great credit score, you don't need to be ashamed, but knowledge is power. And if you know where you are, then you can know where you can go, and you can chart that path, I think, to making better financial decisions.
I noticed that on the website you said the average credit card interest rate is 20.66%. Is that the average for people holding credit cards, or is that the average being offered right now by credit card companies?
That's the average that's on offer.
Wow, that is such a high interest rate. I mean, even with, you know, mortgage interest rates now pushing 6%, you know, you think about where you make smart decisions about maybe going for that home equity loan and line of credit, which may be a lot less if you're being offered a 20.66 interest rate. But of course, if you've got a great credit score, you'll get a lower rate, right?
Oh, absolutely. The better your credit score, the lower your rate. But I would say this, that interest rate on that credit card only kicks in if you continue to carry a balance on that card. So even if your, you know, interest rate is 100%, for example, if you pay off that bill every single month, then you're not going to have to pay an interest rate at all. And so that interest rate, especially on credit cards, can become a sort of debt trap if you continue to keep that balance going month after month after month, which is why we recommend pay off your credit card bill in full every single month, or whatever the due date is. Whether it's the middle of the month, end of the month, beginning of the month, pay it off in full so that you don't have to pay that interest rate. And again, this is the time, because credit card interest rates are only going up, and they can change them on you.
That's
when you
right.
You have a credit card, so pay it down now.
Kristen Myers is editor-in-chief of The Balance. You can find out more at thebalance.com. Thank you so much for being with us on WGN today.
Thanks so much for having me, Elise.